Lo condemns the role of world judge assumed by the U.S. Cross-border criticism, Texas border business. In a recent publication in El Norte de Mexico, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador vehemently criticized the United States government, led by Joe Biden, accusing it of adopting the role of world judge on issues of human rights and policies. The U.S. State Department's report on human rights has catalyzed these tensions. It highlights several contentious aspects of the López Obrador administration, including alleged attacks on the Supreme Court of Justice, the press, and human rights activists. President López Obrador has vehemently rejected these claims, labeling them an unwarranted interference in Mexican sovereignty. In response to the U.S. criticism, President López Obrador posed a rhetorical question: who are they? Who gave the State Department or the United States government the authority to be the world's judge and determine who behaves well and who behaves badly? He demanded respect for Mexico, asserting that his government, unlike Washington, refrains from meddling in the internal affairs of other nations. The U.S. report also touched on issues such as the lack of judicial independence in Mexico, government corruption, and gender violence, including femicides, classifying them as serious problems that need urgent attention. With this, López Obrador defended his administration's position, highlighting his respect for non-intervention and criticizing U.S. foreign policy, which he compared to the outdated Monroe Doctrine. The Mexican president also pointed out the irony of U.S. criticism as they face their internal challenges, such as the judicial harassment of former President Donald Trump, spending on war conflicts, and the addiction crisis, especially to fentanyl. On a more personal note, López Obrador refuted accusations of being behind social media campaigns against judicial figures in Mexico, ensuring that his government acts with morality and honesty, and regretted the lack of defense by the United States and international organizations when he was tagged as #AMLONarcoPresidente on digital platforms. This exchange of accusations reflects a growing tension between Mexico and the United States, with profound implications for diplomacy and bilateral cooperation, especially on issues as sensitive as human rights and foreign policy.